感谢主给我机会这次到明尼苏达。
Thank you, Lord, that I have this chance to come to Minnesota.
我想我来的是天气最美的一段时候。
The weather was the nicest.
我相信呢，我们今天住在地上，主给我们这美好的环境，让我们知道主是美好。
Today, when we have a very nice environment, we know that the Lord is good.
今天在地上呢。被最玷污的地仍然有主的美好。
Even though this world is contaminated with sin, but still there's beauty.
但是将来到天上去，那真是极其的荣耀。
But when one day when you go to heaven, you'll see how glorious it is.
这一次主给我一点负担，和弟兄姊妹交通三个单独的题目。
This time the Lord gave me three topics to share with brothers and sisters.
像我们弟兄的祷告啊，这都不是陌生的题目，啊，是一个提醒而已，是一个复习而已。
These are not new things, but they are reminders.
我们第一天晚上交通到平安安息的生活。
First day we talk about peace and rest.
昨天晚上我们交通到喜乐的生活。
Last night we talked about a life of joy.
我们的主他是平安的主。
Our Lord is the Lord of peace.
我们的主他是喜乐的主。
And our Lord is the Lord of joy.
他在离开世界，他上十字架以前，他告诉我们，他把他自己的平安、喜乐留给我们。
Before he left this world, before he went to the cross, he left his peace and joy.
我们经历了，我们就知道。
When we experience it, then we know.
刚开头的时候，平安喜乐好像是一个感觉而已。
The beginning, peace and joy seems to be just a feeling.
是一个能力在我们的身上，带我们走过我们的环境和人生。
It's a strength that takes us through times in our life.
但是年日越久，我们越经历主。
But the longer we experience our Lord,
我们能够承认说。主就是平安。
Then we can say that Lord is the peace.
我们能够承认说主就是我的喜乐。
That the Lord is our joy.
所以使徒们他们常常劝弟兄姊妹，我们要在主里喜乐。
That's why the apostles encourage believers that we have to rejoice in the Lord.
也讲到我们要以神为乐。
And that the God is our joy.
弟兄姊妹，有没有时候我们真是？被主自己充满了喜乐。
Is there a time that we were filled by the Lord?
我们走到哪里就把平安带到哪里，因为主在我里面。
And we bring peace to others because the Lord is in us.
我们走到哪里，我们就把喜乐带到哪里。
And wherever we go, we bring joy to that.
因为主在我的里面。
Because the Lord is in us.
我们知道今天很多西方的女性她的名字叫做平安。
There's
a woman called peace. 有人叫 Irene， 这个字就是平安的意思。
Irene means peace.
那么有的人就叫做 joy， 就是喜乐的意思。
Or some people were named joy.
今天每个神的儿女们都应该是 Irene， 都应该是 peace， 都应该是 joy。
Every child of God should be Irene and joy.
因为我们里面有主，
because、
大家阿不阿门啊？
阿门。
我们要天天活在这个喜乐平安的里面。
And we should daily believing in this joy.
我自己从蒙恩得救到现在，越过越感觉到这个宝贵。
Since I was saved up till now, I think this is so precious.
在我们每一个属主的儿女们里面呢，我们有一个泉源。
That there's a fountain in us.
这两天我和弟兄姊妹交通，我安静了，主又把我带回到我年轻的时代。
When I'm quiet down, the Lord brought me back to my younger days.
当我里面。蒙主的怜悯，初次不是初次有一次面对面的遇见他的时候。
I met him face to face.
我不能描写，我只知道我里面充满了平安。
I just know that I was full of peace.
我们年轻人唱一个有 peace like a river.
We have the song peace like a river.
Joy like a fountain.
Joy like a fountain.
弟兄姊妹，我自己在我十九岁那一年这样经历过。
When I was 19, I experienced that.
深深的吸引我。
And deeply, I was attracted.
有的时候我会忘记，人会健忘的，对不对？
Sometimes I forget.
有时候环境呢，好像是把我们淹没了 ，overwhelm us.
Or circumstance overwhelm us.
但是呢，我们走过来，哎，我怎么走过来的？原来我里面有他。
But when we went through, how did we go through? Oh, because we have him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要常常为着这个感谢，为着这个赞美。
We should always thank him and praise him.
今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通赞美的生活。
Today I'm going to share about a life of praise.
我们读几次的这读几处的经文。
Let's read a few Bible verses.
我们先读诗篇。
Psalm.
哦，或者叫诗篇。106篇
Psalm 106
48节的后一半
Last part of 48
诗篇106篇48节的后一半
Psalm 106
我们一起读那个愿愿众民都说阿们你们要赞美耶和华啊！这个愿众民都说阿们你们要赞美耶和华在希伯来文里面就两个字阿们哈利路亚
In the Hebrew it says Amen Hallelujah
好我们再读啊，约伯记38章第7节
7
约伯记38章第7节。约伯记在圣经的中间，啊，在圣经的中间，我们找到了，一起读一下。那时，晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。我们再读。啊，诗篇118篇第1节
First verse.
诗篇118篇第1节
Psalm 118:1
我们一起读你们要称谢耶和华因他本为善他的慈爱永远长存啊，在诗篇136篇第1节跟这1节是完全一样的。
Psalm 136:1 is exactly the same as this.
他说：“你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。”我们再读以弗所书。
Ephesians
2:2第10节
10.
以弗所书2:10第10节以弗所在新约的啊后面一点我们找着了请大家一起读我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的啊，这里讲到我们原是他的工作
Says here we are his workmanship
啊，有的人把它翻译成我们原是他的杰作
Or we are his
masterpiece 啊，我们是神工作中的 masterpiece 啊，我们再读几处的经文我们请大家读啊诗篇150篇
150.
我们知道诗篇从146篇到150篇它开头和结尾都是哈利路亚所以被归类成为哈利路亚诗
The Psalms ends with Hallelujah
Start
and ends with Hallelujah
我们读诗篇150篇
Let's read Psalm 150
我们一起来 你们要赞美耶和华，在神的圣所赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他，要因他大能的作为赞美他，按着他奇美的大德赞美他，要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他，击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音赞美他，用大响的拔赞美他，用高声的拔赞美他，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。我们再请大家读诗篇六十五篇第一节。
Let's read Psalm 65:1.
六十五篇第一节，我们一起来。神啊，西安的人都等候赞美你，所许的愿也要向你偿还。我们最后读希伯来书第十三章第十五节。希伯来书第十三章第十五节。我们找着了，还是请大家一起来读。我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。好，我们今天早晨读经就读这么多。刚才我们读的第一处经文，诗篇一百零六篇第四十八节的后一半。作诗的人说：“众民呐，我们来称颂耶和华。”他说：“阿门，我们要赞美耶和华。”
Says, let all the people say Amen, praise the Lord.
好，我们知道这两个字在希伯来文呢，变成天上的语言，变成今天全世界的怎么讲共同的语言。
This is the language in heaven. It's also common here on earth.
就是 Amen, Hallelujah.
Amen and Hallelujah.
我们知道今天呢，我们用中文赞美主的时候，我们说哈利路亚。你知道那些听不懂中文的也会说哈利路亚。
When we say in Chinese Hallelujah, even non-Chinese speaker they also know Hallelujah.
那么其他的人呢，比如说法国人啊，他们呢在赞美主的时候说哈利路亚，我们中文呢一听见就说阿门。
Like if the French they say Hallelujah, we Chinese we heard that we also say Amen.
这是天上的语言。
This is the language of heaven.
Amen 的意思就是实在的，实实在在的意思。
Amen means truly.
我们主耶稣在地上常常对人说话的时候，他就先用Amen, Amen, 然后他就说话。
And our Lord, when He was on earth, He always started with Amen.
所以英文把它翻成了 Verily, Verily, 这个是从拉丁文里面来的就是是实在的诚诚实实的。
In English, in the Bible, it says Verily, it's from Latin, and it means truly.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是真实的神。
Our Lord is the true God.
今天我们在地上对他的经历也是真实的。
And what we experience is real.
它不是一个理论。
It's not just a doctrine.
不是一种说法。
And not a saying.
不是一种心理作用。
It's not what you psychological.
是阿门，阿门是实在的。
It's Amen. It's real.
那么我们今天的赞美中文把它翻成赞美耶和华。
In the Chinese, it says praise the Lord.
它在希伯来文就是哈利路亚。
In Hebrew, it's Hallelujah.
我们每一个神的儿女们，我们要会赞美神。
Every child of God has to know how to praise the Lord.
今天神的儿女们呢，在我们生活中可能有很多的注重。
Maybe there's a lot of things in our life.
有的人注重了我们要过一个公义的生活。
We focus on wanting to go a righteous life.
所以我们在教会就有很多警察。
So there are a lot of police in the church.
看这个人也不对，那个人也不好。
They look at this. This is not fitting. That's not fitting.
有的人呢要过恩典的生活。
Some people want to have a
所以在教会里面呢，什么有时候真理也不分
了。
啊，但是呢，很少人留意啊，我们在神儿女们生活中要注意赞美。
But very few focus on praise.
好，我们要有赞美的生活。
We need to have a life of praise.
好，弟兄姊妹们，赞美啊，不仅仅是把荣耀归给神。
Praise not only brings glory to God.
对我们基督徒来讲是非常非常的重要。
It's very very important for us.
因为一个人懂得赞美啊，他这个人的生活就健康。
If you know how to praise, then your life is healthy.
啊，如果我们懂得赞美呢，我们的生活里面就经历主的得胜。
If you know how to praise, then you experience the victory of God.
我举一个例子哈，如果今天我们早晨起来。醒来的时候
wake up in the morning,
可能昨天晚上没睡好或者做了个噩梦，我们就被那个思想意念抓住了，我们心情就不好。
And we're consumed by that thing,
所以一整天出去呢，你工作虽然外面环境很好，但是我们享受不到那个美好。
Even outside is good. We cannot experience the goodness.
啊，如果我们早晨一醒来了，第一个意念来到主面前啊，我们就说主，我赞美你。
If the first thing we have when we wake up is Lord, I praise you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这一天就活在阳光的底下。
Then we live under the sunshine.
啊，我们听别人讲话呢，我能领会别人的感觉。
When I listen to other, I can empathize.
我不会觉得呢，别人呢跟我格格不入，好像他今天他看我一眼的时候看我不顺眼。
And I won't feel like we don't fit together.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要学会过赞美的生活。
We need to learn to live a life of praise.
啊，因为呢，当我们赞美的时候，把我们从自己，把我们从环境中拉出来。
When we praise, we get out of ourselves and out of our circumstances.
赞美的时候，把我们这个人呢，注意力整个转到我们的主和神的身上。
We turn our focus from ourselves to God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫我们过健康的生活。
This tells us to live a healthy life.
啊，我们知道这健康的生活告诉我们里面的人是健康的，不仅我们肉身是健康的。
It's our inward man is healthy, not just our physical.
我们会赞美呢，叫我们能够在生活里面享受神的得胜。
If we know how to praise, then we will experience the victory.
因为主耶稣在十字架上呢，他已经完全的得胜，彻底的得胜。
Because our Lord was fully victorious on the cross.
所以他宣告说成了。
That's why he said it's finished.
弟兄姊妹，这个成了今天要在你我身上经历的。
This concept of finish, we will experience that.
要在你我身上显出实际的。
It will be real in our life.
所以我们能够说阿们。
That's why we can say amen.
当我们经历了那个实际。
When we experience that reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们的结果就是哈利路亚。
The result is we will say hallelujah.
好，我们看见了当地的根基被神设立的时候，
When the first foundation was built by the Lord,
那个时候天已经造好了。
The heavens are the
earth. 所以天上呢就有晨星之子们呢，他们在那里歌唱。
That's why there's stars and a praise in heaven.
就是 the morning stars, they sing. 我们知道这 morning stars 是指着最先造出来的那天上的天使们。
The morning stars refer to those first angels who were created.
The first bunch. 那神的众子们也在那里欢呼。
And all there praising.
我们知道那是指着物质的宇宙被造的。
This refers to the material world.
圣经上面讲到地的时候，我个人的领会，我提一下哈，它不仅指着这个 planet Earth 说的。
When the Lord referred to land, doesn't mean just this planet Earth.
啊，不是那么小的。
It's not that small.
啊，我们的神呢，是住在人看不见的荣光中。
Our Lord lives in a glorious place where
people cannot. 他所在是在一个属灵的宇宙的里面。
It's in a spiritual world.
今天我们信了主以后呢，这属灵的宇宙在我们里面呢，变得真实了。
And this spiritual world comes true to us.
我们今天在地上啊，我们研究天体物理啊，研究地上的这些事情啊，那不过是一个是地的范围而已。
When we study the stars and the land, I mean, it's just a very small place.
啊，就是 earthly realm. 啊，我们知道今天在地上啊，我们讲地的根基被造的时候，我个人的领会。 是整个物质的宇宙，神借着他的话语造。
When the foundation of the world was built, God built it through His word.
那个时候，天上的晨星们，还有神的众子们看见了。他们就欢呼赞美
And the morning stars praise.
他们歌唱也都欢呼，所以我们看见地一出现的时候就充满了赞美。
And so when the world appears, it was full of praise.
因为这些晨星之子啊，还有这神的众子们，他们看见了神的作为。
Because the morning stars and the sons of God.
借着神的作为，他们认识了造他们的神。
Through the work of God, they know God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见宇宙一开始的时候那个赞美的原因。
This we see why there's praise when the universe was began.
同样的，今天啊，我们赞美啊，也必须是我们看经历了他的作为。
Today we praise because we experience His work.
在他的作为的里面呢，和我们呢认识了他，我们就很自然的发出欢呼。
In His work we know Him and very naturally we praise Him.
用什么赞美是不是这样开始的呢？还是用机器说你先学赞美，来哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，是不是这样的
？So it's praise like.Created by a machine and by a machine.
不是 mechanical 的 phrase. 我们知道今天有很多神儿女们，他们学赞美，说好，我们现在不喜乐，大家站起来。
Okay, today we're not joyful.
跟着我一起把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
然后哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，欢呼声。
And then say hallelujah.
这也很好，因为我们平时太这个拘谨了。
Well, maybe in the ordinary we were too reserved.
但是神并不一定在这个里面就得出赞美。
But the Lord doesn't receive the praise in this.
有一个参加过这样聚会的基督徒，他说这个赞美也不错吧，我运动也运动。我们感谢主啊，有神他能用这种方式，但是更好的啊，是我们在自己的生命里面经历了神的作为。
But even more important is we experience Lord Himself in our life.
所以诗篇一百五十篇，他说第一个，我们在什么地方赞美？在神的圣所里面赞美他，在他的同在中。
That's why in Psalm 150 it says we praise Him in His presence in His sanctuary.
显能力的穹苍中赞美中，我们看见神的作为。
In His mighty heavens we praise.
好，今天我们有时候在肉身中啊，我们人也会对人赞美，对不对？
Today we also praise other people.
好，有些弟兄姊妹他们孩子实在是很聪明，也很乖巧。
Some kids are so well behaved and also very intelligent.
这孩子啊，在家里很顺服父母亲。
They obey their parents.
对父母亲说话呢也非常的恭敬。
And they're very respectful in their speech.
那孩子在学校表现也很好。
And in school they also do very well.
在学校发成绩单呢。哎，拿了一个全 A， 这个父母亲很高兴，哇，真是棒了。
They get all A's and the parents are so satisfied.
有时候我们听小朋友，他们实在很 talented， 弹琴弹得很好。
Some kids are very talented in playing piano.
我们有一次，我们聚会来一个才十一岁的小男孩。
There was an 11-year-old boy.
那天聚完会了哈，大家在那里忙碌，他一个人坐在钢琴边上，哇，一弹呢。全场都安静下来。
After the meeting, he was playing the piano. Everybody was quiet.
哎呀，这个孩子啊，好像用那个琴在表达一个事情。
The child was using the piano to express something.
大家不说话，听下来，那个是一个赞美。
And everybody was so quiet, focusing, and that's a type of praise.
这就是我们今天神儿女们，我们对神的一个领会。一个认识。
This is when we know our Lord.
所以使徒保罗在以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
When Paul in Ephesians 2.
他说呢，我们乃是神手中的工作。
it says that we're the workmanship of God.
啊，是在耶稣基督里面造成的，那个造是创造的意思。
Created in the Lord Jesus.
啊，我们看见的这个工作啊，在希腊文里面的这几个字母啊，被英文直接就用来拼出一个字来，叫做 poem。
哦，对，哦，
在 Greek， 它是 poieso， 直接把它转过来就变成 poem。啊，你知道这个是讲到我们的人生呢，神在我们身上，在基督耶稣里面做工啊，把它写成一首赞美诗。
And our workmanship in Christ becomes a song of praise.
弟兄姊妹，你觉不觉得你人生像诗一样美丽呢？
Don't you think your life is a song?
我们常常想到我的人生一团糟啊。
You usually think, no, it's a whole mess.
它不仅昨天是一团糟，今天也是一团糟啊。
Well, yesterday's a mess, today's still a mess.
弟兄姊妹们，但是神把我们拿起来。
But the Lord takes us up.
啊，在我们身上。他借着他的儿子耶稣基督做工
，and through his son Jesus to do good works，
就好叫我们呢成为他手中的杰作。
That we become his masterpiece。
当我们看见弟兄姊妹们身上神的工作的时候，我们就不得不赞美。就像晨星之子、众子们，还有神的儿子们，看见这物质的宇宙被造了，他们就欢呼。
And when we see that, it's like the morning stars and the sons of God looking at the creation and praising Him.
这个是我们很自然的一种的表达。
This is a very natural reaction. 所以
全本圣经里面有一卷书哈，在希伯来原文的名字叫做赞美之歌。
And that's why there's a book, it's a song of praise.
啊，这就是我们刚刚引的最多的诗篇。
And that's the song.
啊，这刚好在整本圣经的中间。
It's in the middle of the Bible.
这告诉我们说，整本圣经的中心啊，是赞美。
The heart of the whole thing.
神在人中间的工作啊，显出来的时候，神的儿女们就把赞美归给神。
When the work of the Lord is revealed, then believers praise Him.
旧约的诗篇呢，可以来说明啊，以弗所书第二章第十节。
The Psalms can explain Ephesians 2.
啊，我们知道这个物质的宇宙被造，那个叫做旧造。
This material world when it was created, that's the old creation.
人被造出来了以后呢，因着撒旦的欺骗，人啊犯罪背逆了神，啊人变成旧造。
Because of the deception of Satan, man rebelled and it became the old creation.
啊，人在这个旧造的里面呢受苦。
In this old creation, man suffered.
但是在救恩中，神在基督里面把我们拿起来。
But in salvation, the Lord take us up.
他要在我们里面做新的工作。
And He's gonna do new work.
啊，所以今天我们变成新造。
So we're new creation.
使徒保罗就讲，若有人在基督里，他是怎样的，他就成为一个新造。
And that's why.
New creation.
Paul said that you are a new creation in Christ.
这个 new creation 呢，啊。它的美丽啊，在旧约里面就用一整个诗篇做一个预表。
This beauty of the new creation, is in the Psalms, explained in the Psalms.
啊，做一个说明。
And
好，我们的人生在基督里都是神的作为。
Our life in Christ is God's work.
若是我们越多经历我们的神呢？
The more we experience our God,
弟兄姊妹，我们的人生呢，就成为一篇一篇的赞美的诗和歌。
Then our life becomes a praise, hymn of praise.
啊，我们知道，在我们没有得救、没有信主以前呢，我们里面的人生呢，不要说外面人生呢，坎坎坷坷啊，这个崎崎岖岖的。
Before we're saved, it's all crooked.
啊，我们信主以前，我们里面的人生更是一团混乱。
And inside us is all messed up.
但是我们得救了以后
，But after we're saved,
神借着圣灵在我们身上做工了。
And God through the Holy Spirit works in us.
他是照着基督在我们身上写诗啊。
And through Jesus, Christ Jesus.
我们的圣经里面有很多这样的描写。
There are many descriptions.
啊，像保罗讲到，我们就是基督的见性。
Letter of recommendation.
啊，意思借着永生神的灵写在我们身上。
It's written through the Spirit of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们没有信主以前，可能人里面有苦毒，有各种的啊 pitfall， 有很多的这个性格里面的缺陷。
Probably there's a lot of bitterness and pitfall.
也可能有很多这个人呢，过去历史里面背着很多的包袱。
And a lot of burden.
但是主拿起来，他就在我们里面写字，改变我们。
But the Lord writes something in us.
重新排列，把我们里面一团的杂乱了，把它变成啊，不仅有秩序，也变成美丽。
And beautify us.
啊，本来是很平凡的人生呢，啊，经过神的重新的组合呢，改变以后，它就变成很奇妙的人生。
At first, it was a very ordinary life. Now it's become an amazing life.
就好像诗一样。
Just like a
song. 你知道诗啊，就是那些文学家啊，他们把很平常的字，他把它摆起来就有诗意，我写就没有诗意。
Like poems, you know, the literary people can do it.
我们有很多有孩子的家庭，要给他一点中文教育。
A lot of times we want to give our children Chinese education.
连小朋友都会背这个李白的诗，对不对？
And even kids can memorize poems by Li Bai.
我到一对弟兄姊妹家啊，他们的孙子，啊，他来来来来，我们啊，他们就是床前他叫明月光，疑是地上霜，他们背出来了哈。你看这床啊，这个月光啊，地上冷很冷啊，这个都很平常的字，对不对？
Well, you know, the Chinese, they teach their grandkids this poem. I mean, of course, you know, bed, lie, these are all very ordinary things.
但是诗人一写呢，你看几千年大家都在传颂，而且传颂的时候心里很有感觉的。
But when the poet write this thing down, and through generation, people recite this and it's full of meaning to them.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的人物，他们本来也是很平常的。
All these people in the Bible, they're ordinary people.
也很多杂乱，很多的痛苦。
There are a lot of difficulties in their life.
但是他们一到主的跟前来。
But when they come before
the Lord, 就进入他们的人生的经历。
And the Lord enters into their life.
在他们身上做工。
And the Lord worked on them.
结果他们人生变得何等的奇妙。
Then they have an amazing life.
变成何等的美丽。
And beautiful.
像撒母耳的妈妈。
Like a mother of
Hannah. 你看他这个家庭生活，人间多痛苦啊。
Look at how much suffering in her life.
她的丈夫有两个妻子，她丈夫很爱她，但是她一点都不满足。
The husband has two wives. The husband loved her, but she was not satisfied.
因为她天天被另外一个妻子嘲笑啊，刺激。
Because he was always taunted by the other woman.
啊，她的丈夫安慰她，她也不得，也没有办法接受。
And even the husband comfort her, she cannot accept it.
她痛苦的不得了。把他逼到主的跟前。
She was in pain and she was driven to before the Lord.
这是撒母耳记第一章的故事。
This is the story of first.
到了第二章，你看哈拿的人生变了。
But in the second,
他有一个赞美的祷告。
She has a
那个祷告，今天很多人都还读不懂。
And many days nowadays we don't even understand this prayer.
但是我们看见他的人生变得何等的奇妙。
But we see that her life changed to become amazing.
他的人生呢，不仅仅是一个平凡的家庭主妇。
Not only she's an ordinary wife.
整个以色列国的命运呢，跟他的人生发生关系。
The whole future of Israel has relationship to.
我们更可以这样讲啊。连今天我们蒙恩得救啊，都跟哈拿那个祷告有关系。
Even our salvation today has something to do with her.
因为他得着了撒母耳。
Because she had Samuel.
啊，那撒母耳和他的祷告带进了以色列人他们的心转向神。
And Samuel brought in, you know, change of heart.
啊，撒母耳的服侍呢，带出了大卫。
And the service of Samuel brought out David.
我们知道大卫呢，引进了基督。
And David brought forth Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你能够想象吗？你我这个平凡的人会这么重要
？Can you imagine we ordinary people can be so important？
弟兄姊妹，这个是啊，我们看见神在我们身上做工，使我们会赞美。
least we see that when the Lord works in us, then we can praise Him.
我们的人生呢，在神的手中作写，也变成一首歌。
We become a song.
我们的人生本来呢，过在地上啊，真的没有什么意义。
You know, before our life, there's really not much meaning.
所以很多哲学家就觉得人生很悲观了。
And a lot of philosophers are very pessimistic about life.
我有一次在一个安息聚会上面。
I was in a meeting.
一个 memorial service.
Oh, in a memorial service.
那个安息聚会完了，有一个年轻弟兄跑到我面前。
There was a young brother come to me.
他实在很可爱。他跟我讲，他说：“波弟兄，今天我参加这个聚会，心里很有感触。”他就哭起来了。
And he was crying. He said a lot of feelings after this meeting.
他说：“我想呢，我的人生刚才我们送的这位弟兄差不多。
And,
某某人是哪里人？哈，他的名字叫什么？什么？几年几月几日出生
？”Talks about this brother, where he's from, how long he's lived.
他家里面有多几个兄弟姊妹，他排行第几
？How many brothers and sisters?
然后讲他读书
，and his education.
然后讲到他结婚
，his marriage.
结完婚了以后，然后他做事，他或者有的人先做事
，then maybe he got
又有几个孩子
，and have how many kids.
然后呢，他就在哪一天就过世了
，and then this day.
我想想，只是换个名字，下一次就是我了。哎呀，他就哭起来了，真是哭得好难过啊。我们的人生是不是就我们的意义就这么多呢？你做过董事长又怎么样呢？你少了比你手掌一箩筐的董事长，对不对？啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们的人生意义就这么多吗？弟兄姊妹们，但是神把基督给我们。
But the Lord gave us Christ.
本来没有什么意义的人生，充满了意义，有目的。
At first there was no meaning. Now it was so meaningful.
就好像西方的音乐啊，我们知道西方的音乐只有几个音呢、啊、
？In the Western music, how many?
有几个音？我们中国的音乐只有五个音，对不对？宫商角徵羽就这五个音。
Chinese music there's five.
那西方的音乐有几个音呢、啊？有十二个音。你去看琴键，一个音阶呢是它叫八度，对不对？但每一个音阶里面有五个黑键。
In an octave, there are five.
所以七个白键加五个黑键，几个键？十二个键，很简单的、啊，对不对？但是呢，在音乐家他写作的时候，几个简单的音呢、啊，气势磅礴。
But the musician with this just simple note.
你喜不喜欢音乐？我以前年轻的时候听古典音乐。就是贝多芬的，差不多每一首都背起来。
When I was young, I can memorize all of them.
所以那天我在 Andrew 家，他放个音乐，我跟他讲，这是贝多芬的《第九交响曲》。
So I can identify.
第九交响曲最后的快乐颂，你看它的音多简单呐、啊。
It's the Ninth Symphony.
当当当当当当当当，我算了一下，就五个音而已。但是你唱起来的时候，哇，每一个人都被。都被鼓舞起来了。
But everybody is lifted up.
他的命运交响曲更简单，梆梆梆梆，起来，哇，你整个人都醒过来了。弟兄姊妹们，今天你我的人生就是这样，本来很简单的事情都没有什么意义的，讲起来说，哎，不要讲了，我这跟你差不多的，没什么好讲的。
Very ordinary. It seems like there's nothing to talk about.
但是被主一洗，不一样了。
But through the Lord, then it becomes different.
所以旧约的诗篇被称作赞美的歌。
So the Old Testament psalms is songs of praise.
弟兄姊妹们，今天教会应该被写成赞美的歌。
Today the church should be a song of praise.
每一个神的儿女们，我们应该成为赞美的人。
We should be people of praise.
我们的人生呢，对，在主的里面。我们看见就充满了意义和喜乐。
Then our life will be full of meaning and joy.
在希伯来文这个赞美这个字，哈利这个字，哈勒啊。
This word Hale.
它的意思是发表，把它清楚的表明出来。
It means to clearly express.
Yeah, to clearly make it shine clearly. 啊，这样子啊，让它明亮的发表出来。
That it will shine clearly.
然后底下那个亚就是耶和华的简称。
And Yah is our Lord.
我们要把我们的神呢，明亮的发表出来。
That we will shine, make our Lord shine.
神太丰富了。
God is so full.
神太伟大了。
It's so big.
这个物质的宇宙还不足以显出他完全的丰富。
This material world is not enough to.
所以他在他的儿子里面呢，拣选了你我。
That's why in Christ,
我们成为新造。
That we become.
要借着这个新造来发表他的丰富。
That this creation.
发表他的明亮。
Will express his.
好，所以今天我们的赞美里面呢，至少要包含几样的因素。
So in our praise, there should be a few.
啊，第一个，我们的赞美里面呢，发表我们对神的认识。
It shows forth our knowledge of him.
啊，我们对神的本性的认识。
We know his character.
对神的作为的认识。
We know the, his work.
啊，像使徒啊，使徒们他们在人生中的一些的经历。
For example, the experience of the apostles.
啊，像旧约时代啊，像摩西、像大卫他们的经历。
Like in the Old Testament, experience of David and Moses.
他们因着亲近神，因着侍奉神，他们认识了神。
Because they get near to the Lord and they serve Him, they know Him.
啊，我们知道，在旧约圣经第一次团体的赞美呢，是以色列人到红海的对面。
The first praise of the congregation is when they're beside the.
摩西写了一首歌哈，就和以色列人一起唱了。
Moses wrote a song and they sing together.
因为他们经历了神的拯救。
Because they experienced the salvation.
有的时候在教会。聚会里面，我们就看见有些弟兄姊妹在那一个礼拜，他们有对主有清楚的经历，那一天的祷告就不一样。
When through the week they have experienced the Lord, then during the worship time, it's so different their prayer.
他们里面的圣灵开启了基督啊，他们看见了，他们的祷告就不一样。
The Holy Spirit reveals the Lord, and their prayer is so different.
这个里面充满了赞美。
There's full of praise in there.
啊，像大卫呢，他经过了许多的患难和征战，他在诗篇十八篇里面说：“耶和华，我的力量啊，我的心爱你。”
And David said, Lord, Yahweh, this my strength, because he has gone through a lot of suffering and pain.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天有很多时候环境临到我们，如果我自己有力量，我就自己去处理的，对不对？
If we have our own strength, then we do it ourselves.
处理完了，我就跟别人讲，这是我做的。
And after we accomplish it, we said it's our work.
赞美不归给神呢。
We don't give our praise.
但有时候主把我们放在一个环境里，我真的觉得无能为力。
But sometimes the Lord put us in a situation.
所以使徒保罗在他的书信里面，他讲，我常常盼自己啊，看自己死定了，结果他活过来了，他的赞美就归给主了。
And Paul looked at himself as dead, and then he.Become alive, and he praised God for that.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样呢？
Is that
啊，你我常常有这样的经历。啊，走过来的，刚才好像不是我，那是谁呢？原来是我的主。
We go through a situation, and we say, it's not me, so it is our Lord.
这是赞美里面第一个的要素，我们要认识我们的主。
This is one of the key.
啊，当然，可能年轻的时候是客观的，别人讲给我们听了，我们就赞美，这是美好的。
When we're young, we just know this objectively, and then we praise the Lord.
但是慢慢我们亲近主哈，主在我们身上，让我们得着他、经历他的时候，我们的赞美那就更美了。
But when we are closer to the Lord and we know Him, then our praises become beautiful.
第二个哈，在赞美里面的要素是我们对主的欣赏，对他作为的欣赏。
Another element is our appreciation of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天有的人啊，很会欣赏别人。
A lot of times we kind of appreciate other people.
啊，所以我们喜欢的那些欣赏我的人，跟他做朋友。如果这个人不欣赏我，你跟他做朋友，你天天被他修理，对不对？是不是？
We like to be with those who appreciate us.
很奇怪，很多婚姻啊，在没有结婚的时候彼此欣赏，一结了婚了就修理对方了。
A lot of marriage when they started out they appreciate each other, but after a while they start.
但是有很多婚姻，你看这个丈夫很会欣赏妻子，所以他才 这个太太本来不会做菜的，菜越做越做越好。
A lot of husband because they know how to appreciate their wife. The wife cooks better, cooking gets better.
啊，这个因为他会欣赏。
Because、
你就把人里面的美激发出来
了。
今天我们赞美也是因为我们对神会欣赏。
Today we can praise because we appreciate.
金子明，你感觉到在我们里面的主宝贵不宝贵啊？
Do you think the Lord in us is precious?
保罗实在是一个会欣赏的人。
Paul can appreciate the Lord.
我现在读保罗的书信了。
When I read Paul's letter,
我觉得保罗是不是在讲一些的教义，不是讲一些的理论。
He's not talking about teaching.
他是讲 doctrine. 他是在讲到他好像看见主，他自己里面有主，他在描述他的经历。
He saw the Lord, and in him there's the Lord, and he described it.
像在罗马书里面呢。他写到罗马书第十一章的时候，他就有一首歌唱出来，深在神丰富的智慧和知识。
And in Romans 11, he wrote a song and said, "Death of the riches and wisdom."
他讲到神在人类中整个的工作，他就不得不这样子发出赞美。
And when he sees all the work of the Lord, he cannot but praise.
他写到这个提摩太前书啊，讲到教会，讲到神的家的时候，他说大在金钱的奥秘，啊，他欢呼起来啊。
In First Timothy, when he talk about the church, he praised the Lord.
整个以弗所书，他讲到神永远的旨意的时候，他用了最高级、最高级的形容词。
And in Ephesians, he also used the superlative to describe.
好，我们知道这个在英文呢，跟希腊文一样，这个形容词它只有三级的。
There are only three levels for descriptive words.
好，就好像 good, better 跟 best.
Good, better, and best.
啊，或者这个 small 还有什么 little 跟 least.
Small, little, and least.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，但是保罗用到这个第三级形容词还不够啊，再加一个第四级。
And Paul, the third level is still not enough, so he added more.
他会欣赏。
Because he can appreciate.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们有的时候听有的人音乐很好，但是碰到一个不懂音乐的人呢，我们中国人叫什么？对牛弹琴。
So when you meet one who cannot appreciate music, it's just like playing to the bull.
我们基督徒不会赞美，我们就像牛一样听不懂音乐。
If we're like that, we don't know.
不过今天牛也听得懂了，有人做一点研究啊，这个牛吃东西挤奶的时候，如果放柔和的音乐，奶就特别多。
Actually, when there's a relaxing music, then the cow will produce more milk.
So, today, sons and daughters, we must
be like
cows.
We have to be.
We
need to know how to pray. We need to
know
how to thank the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有的人会欣赏，他们是百看不厌。
Some people can appreciate, and no matter how long they look, they're not tired.
我认识一位老弟兄。
There was another brother.
他有一个同事很会画画。
A coworker is very good at painting.
他的这个同也是同事同乡啊，画一幅画啊，送给这个弟兄的小儿子，他在 Duke 做教授。
This friend painted a picture and then gave it to the son of this brother.
好，这个年轻教授啊，就把他挂在他的办公室里。
This young professor put it in his office.
他有一天在办公室啊，他的门打开了，结果他们那天不知道怎么搞的，艺术系的主任呢，到他们那里去找人了，经过瞥见一眼，就自己走进来了。
One day the director of art, saw this and came in.
那么他回来，哎，看到有一个人坐在那里，坐在看他的那个画。
When he came back to the office, he followed.
全神贯注。他这个他回进去都不这个叫那个艺术系主任都不知道这个主人回来了。
That director wasn't even aware he's come back.
啊，后来他跟他打招呼，他就介绍自己，他说我是艺术，你这幅画实在太美了。
He said this painting is so beautiful.
太有意义了。
So meaningful.
啊，他说今天下午 能不能让我今天下午没事，你能不能让我坐在这里看一下？然后这个意思就叫做后来，只要一有时间就打电话，我能不能到你办公室来？他带笔记本的。
And whenever he has time, he would want to come and even bring notebooks.
这是一个会欣赏的。
This is one who knows how to appreciate.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在地上，他非常会欣赏他的父亲。
Our Lord, when he was on earth, he knows how to appreciate his father.
昨天晚上我们已经讲到，他看见空中的鸟，他就欣赏他的父亲。
When he sees the birds in the air, he appreciates.
他看见野地的百合花，他就。
Or the lily.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神盼望我们呢。每一个属他的儿女会欣赏他在我们身上的作为。
God wants us to be able to appreciate His work.
好，我们一得救了，你发现我人生以前的中断的线索，现在都有价值，都有意义。
And we see that now there's meaning in the life.
连以前的苦难、眼泪、灾祸都有意义。
Even what had happened in the past, the suffering, the tears, they all are now meaningful.
弟兄姊妹，这是神儿女们的赞美。
This is the
我们会欣赏。第三个，在赞美里面，我们对认识神的价值。
And the third is our knowledge of Him.
认识神的工作的价值，我们给他有一个 evaluation 估价。
Know the value of His work.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候啊，我们对我们神在我们身上工作，我们不一定会欣赏。
A lot of times we do not know how to appreciate God's work.
我在高中时代在团契。青年团契，我们就唱一首诗哈。
When I was in high school in a fellowship, we sing a song.
啊，他说呢，十架不会纵欲他恩典，风波不会遮蔽他恩容脸。
It says that the cross
不会纵欲他的恩典 ，not be heavier than his grace. Yeah. 那么风波哈、啊、，the storm will not 啊这个。遮蔽他的容
颜。
对，他说呢，每一个这个苦难呢，都是化妆的祝福。
And all the suffering are really
disguised blessing. A blessing in disguise. 好，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们神的儿女们能够看见这个价值吗
？And the Lord wants us to see this value.
我在年轻人中间。讲过这个赞美，有一个妈妈就问她女儿：“今天你听见什么了？”
I talk about praise to young people, and the mom asked the daughter.
她这个点，她用一个很好的描写，她 don't judge a book by its cover. 好不好？很简单，清楚明了，对不对？今天我们看一本书，图画都是书，那这没有图画，这本书不好看，不看。
We just drop a book because there's no picture.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，其实今天很多事情啊，里面有极高的价值。
But actually, there's a lot of value in certain things.
所以使徒保罗在他不认识基督以前呢、啊、
，That's why when Paul before he knows.
他凭着外貌来认基督，他就轻看他。
He used the outward appearance.
他不过是个拿撒勒的木匠。
Isn't he just a carpenter?
他做了那些收获。
And so what did all
those things? 这些 miracle 有什么了不起？
And those miracles are nothing.
但是当他领会了主以后，
But when he knew the Lord,
他说一句话，他说我不再凭着外貌认基督了。
He said, I'm not gonna know him by just by the outward.
啊，今天我们很多时候凭着外貌来看，是不是主恩待我，是不是主爱我？
We only look at the outward things to judge whether it's the Lord leading us.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们懂得这些事物背后的价值，
But if we know the value behind all,
那个价值呢是主自己。
And the value is the Lord Jesus himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们就不一样，我们会赞美。
Then we will be different.
So, 所以诗篇里面有一些诗啊，是夜间的赞美。
So some of the songs are praises in the night.
是在极大的苦楚中间发出来的赞美。
That is praise during grief.
啊，我们都喜欢的赞美是高昂的。
We like praising and it's good.
啊，都喜欢用号和来赞美。
We like to praise with trumpets.
用最后那个大响的拔来赞美。
Or the cymbals.
好，所以我今天读这个，我就想到我去听这个去音乐厅啊，听这个交响乐。
I remember I went to a concert. And listen to a symphony.
那我可能这是我的个性， 我去交响乐的时候 我都注意那个打定音鼓的人。
And I always look at the drum.
我最喜欢他。啊，所以有一次我在那里啊，我跟着他的动了，旁边一个美国老太太就说 ：“Are you musician？”
And I was moving along with him, old lady asked, "Are you musician?"
嗯，是啊，有时候我们带孩子去听音乐，对他们有好处了。
When we bring kids to concert, good for them.
我说我不是，他说我看你好像整个人跟那个指挥在一起动。
Said, "Oh, I see, like you're going with the conductor."
因此，很多人喜欢高昂的东西。
但
一首歌的话，你知道，如一直都是高昂到底，你就吵死了，是不是？
When the whole song is just at the peak, it will become noisy.
所以每个乐章不一样的。
So,
第一个乐章是快板。
Every movement is different.
第二个乐章有的时候叫做如歌的行板，啊，按当前，啊 ，sing， 啊，你知道有低回的时候。
And they're slow.
我们的人生也是这样。
Same with our life.
啊，我们人生有的时候主把我们带进一个好像低回的情况，到了谷底。
And sometimes we're brought to a low.
一个懂得赞美的人，他会在这谷底里面认识他的价值。
And the, if we know that we can learn of him in this lowly place,
这仍然是神的工作。
Because it's still the work of God.
这也是我赞美的原因。
And this is the reason for my praise.
所以我们讲了，在赞美，我们要把神的美德发表出来啊。至少三样，第一个认识他，第二个欣赏他，第三个对他有估价。
We have to know him, we have to appreciate him, and we have to value him.
当我们学会赞美的时候啊，
When we learn to praise,
我们知道赞美带来给我们人生的果效，我刚刚开头已经讲了一点。
I already spoke about the effect of praise.
叫我们能够啊有健康健全的人格。
It gives us a healthy personality.
啊。弟兄姊妹们，今天很多人呢、啊，生活里面什么都不缺乏。
A lot of people they don't lack anything in their life.
一切都很顺利，但他不快乐。
Everything seems fine, but they're not happy.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他心里不有问题。
Because there's trouble in their heart.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得我这样能不能表达清楚。
I don't know if I can express it.
因为我们心里面不舒服啊，我们就觉得这个。人生很痛苦。
When the heart is troubled, we look at this life as.
为什么人会有人格里面的这些难处呢
？Why is there this difficulty？
我在年轻的时候有一位同伴弟兄，他是医生。
He's a doctor.
有一次啊，因为我们在教会服侍，常常碰到人心情不好。
And we serve in the church, and we always see people having
trouble. 有时候会碰到一些。朋友们来啊，他们已经濒临这个精神崩溃，啊，这个进入精神分裂的情形。
And they're already having a mental problem.
一个人天天怀疑别人要害他。
They're very suspicious, see everybody's against them.
我就碰过啊一个这样的情形。
There's one person like this.
啊，他在学校做研究，其实表现很好，啊，他就怀疑他的指导教授不喜欢他。
He's doing research and he's very suspicious that the advisor doesn't like him.
他每天到研究室，把他 PC 打开，他就觉得他的这个 room， 这个 office mate， 他的学师兄师弟偷他的东西，偷他的 data.
And he felt that, you know, his data is being stolen by his office mate.
很痛苦。
So he was in trouble.
所以我问那位弟兄啊，我说为什么人会这个样子？
And I asked why is
people 会有精神病？
Why is there mental problem?
但是我们医学上的定义，我们有医生啊，我讲可能会讲的不准确。
And although I might not be very accurate in this,
这那位医生弟兄跟我讲，他说我们医学上讲到这个精神不正常啊，精神病的定义就是一个人注意自己。
And he said, this brother, who's a medical doctor, said if they focus too much on themselves, that's having a problem.
他太注意自己的时候，就掉进了一个人格的缺陷里面，就变成了精神病。
When they focus too much on themselves, then they start having this mental problem.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们今天呢，不要太注意自己。
So let's not focus too much on ourselves.
有的时候我们买了一个穿了一件名牌的衣服啊， 到教会来就希望别人今天看见。
When we're wearing a name brand, we want other people to notice it.
我们今天有一点的属灵的领会，我们讲了就一直要问我今天讲的好不好啊。
Or we had some spiritual revelation and we shared. We want to know if we're doing good.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是精神病的前奏。主要在我们这些上面拯救我们。
May the Lord save us.
所以我们刚刚讲到了，赞美乃是把我们注意力从环境和自己身上拉出来。
Praise brings us out from ourselves.
因为赞美的时候，你必须要看见神，你才能够赞美神。
Because when we praise, it's because we see the Lord. That's why we can.
我们必须里面被他充满，我们才发表他自己。
We need to be filled with the Lord, and that's why we can express.
所以我们今天若是自己有什么呢？我们要把荣耀归给主。
If there is some good in us, we need to glorify Him.
我很喜欢有一首诗歌讲哈，他说是他不是我领我到此地。
Says it's Him and not me to bring me to the.
如果今天有人称赞你说，哎，你不错啊，你说不是我是他不是我，那我们可能学会一点赞美。
If somebody praises you, then you say it's not of me, it's of the Lord.
好，我们有时候默认，别人说我不说话，那表示还是我。
Sometimes we're just silent.
弟兄姊妹，我们要慢慢在这一点要操练。你越会赞美啊，越会思想主，我们这个人里面其实就越丰富。
When you learn to praise, you in you there's even more abundant.
这个人格就越健全。
And this personality becomes whole.
啊，今天甚至有些弟兄姊妹天天讲舍己的人啊，那个己越来越大。
A lot of people.
为什么？他就要别人称赞，你看我很舍己啊。
A lot of people who talk about
越舍这个己就越大。
Denying themselves, actually the self is growing.
所以要从这个里面出来，我们学会赞美主。
So if you want to get out of this, you need to learn to praise the Lord.
第二个啊，当我们赞美的时候，我们能够经历主的得胜。
When we praise the Lord, we can experience His victory.
就赶除仇敌在我们中间的作为。
And get rid of the work of the enemy.
在诗篇二十二篇第三节。
And Psalm 23.
刚才我们没有读，我来读给大家说。诗篇二十二篇第三节，他说：“但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。”
You who fear the Lord, praise Him.
第三节，二十二篇第三节。
Psalm 22:3. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在这一篇诗里面讲到的，当神的儿女们的赞美啊，向着神去的时候，他们中间就有神的宝座。
When the praise of Israel go forth, then the Holy One is enthroned.
告诉我们说，主的同在显出来。
And the presence of the Lord is.
而且在这个同在里面显出神的权柄。
And His presence shows forth His power.
啊，诗篇第八篇第一节第二节里面讲到啊。你借着婴孩和吃奶的口中啊建立的能力。第二节。
From the lips of the children and infants you have ordained praise.
啊，主耶稣在新约时代呢，他用了这一句话，他说呢，你借着婴孩啊和吃奶的完全的赞美的话。
And the Lord used this song says from the lips of the children and infants.
所以我们看见赞美呢和神的能力连在一起的。
So praise and His power is related.
所以有老练的弟兄姊妹他们就告诉我们了，我们今天呢碰见事情来，我们知道需要用信心。
Experienced brothers and sisters tell us we know when we need something we need to have faith.
但是我们拼命告诉自己，主啊，我希望相信的，我还是没有把握。
But we say to the Lord, we believe, but still inside there's some.
他们告诉我们说，赞美乃是信心的凭借。
And they tell us, praise is actually the foundation of this faith.
或者这样讲哈，英文我不知道怎么翻译，这个赞美呢是让信心出来的那条路。
is the way for faith to be exercised.
啊，对，我们要运用信心的。我们拼命说主，我相信，我还是害怕的要命。
When we want to exercise faith, we say, "Oh, we believe," but still we're afraid.
但什么时候我们来赞美？
But when we can,
弟兄姊妹，不知不觉，你就看见信心就摸到了能力。
And knowingly, faith touches the strength.
所以老练的弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，赞美乃是信心的道路，凭借。
That's why, brothers and sisters tell us the way to faith is through praise.
我们如果今天用信心为着环境的需要，为着我们自己的光景去祷告，我们这个人还在环境里。
When we pray, even though with faith, we're still immersed in the circumstance.
所以有的时候我们为一件事祷告了很久，也不知道主在做什么，主说什么。
Sometimes we pray so long, still we do not know what the Lord is
saying. 老练弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，你缺少赞美。
Experienced brothers and sisters say,
当你一赞美的时候，你这个人呢就在环境之上。
When you praise, you're above the circumstances.
因为赞美带我们到神的宝座跟前。
Because praise brings us to the throne.
神的宝座永远在一切环境之上。
And the throne is always above.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰见个人的、家庭的、工作的、教会的各样的事物的时候，我们要赞美。
When we meet anything in the family, in the church, what we need to do is to pray.
好，我们主日早上来啊，我们坐在这里，希望弟兄姊妹很自然的就起了赞美。
When we sit here in Sunday morning, it should be very natural.
我们到主的桌子跟前，我们很自然的，我们发表我们的赞美。
Before the Lord, we should praise. We should express our praise.
叫我们经历能力，叫我们经历得胜。
That we will experience strength and victory.
啊，在历代志二十章里面记载，以色列犹大国哈、啊，他们有一次遭遇三个国家联合起来啊攻击他们。
There was three nations together want to go against Israel.
就是摩押、亚门和希尔山的人。
It's Moab, Ammon
and 那就是以东人。
Edom. Arab.
我们看见那个时候犹大王呢是约沙法。
And the king of Edom.
不是。
King of Judah.
Judah, 他的名字叫约沙法。
那么他们
一看见这联军来的时候，他们全国的人都心里害怕，包含这个王。
When they saw this army, they were all afraid, including the king.
他们就聚在一起祷告，寻求神。
And they were praying, seeking the Lord.
在祷告中啊，有一位先知得着了主的话。
There was a prophet got the word from the Lord.
就说你们不要害怕。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
你们起来赞美。
And rise up and pray.
啊，所以他们出去摆阵的时候啊。这个王啊，就请了祭司，那些唱赞美诗的人走在最前面。
So the priests who are in charge of praising, they go before.
神告诉他们说，你们根本不要动刀动枪，你们只要赞美就好了，看我做事情。
You don't have to get your weapons. All you need is pray.
奇妙的事发生了，他们大大的得胜。
In that day, they were victorious.
圣经上面记载，他们去收取掳物，用了三天三夜。
And when they gather all the
loot,
it gives them 3 days and 3 nights.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他们后来到了一个山谷，叫做比拉加谷，就是赞美的谷。他们在那里称颂神。
And there they praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们教会的生活。
And this is the life in the church.
啊，我们常常想把教会弄得平安无事哈，那教会就很好。
We think that in the church, if there's nothing going on, everything's so peaceful.
Everything is smooth.
So smooth.
啊，不要发生事情，我们不要往前了。我们现在都大家都很好，弟兄姊妹，我们不会经历主。
If we don't have to go forward, we just all be, you know, smooth and current situation is all good.
我们的圣经上面讲到，神带领他的儿女，好像大鹰呢，搅动他的窝巢，叫他那个小鹰啊，从窝里面掉出去。好叫他自己学飞。
But the Lord is just like, you know, the eagle, you know, stirring up the nest so that the young ones will learn to fly.
弟兄姊妹，有时候主让教会遇见需要。
This is why the Lord let the church have some
遇见难处。
some difficulty.
你怎么办呢？我们是不是我们当很自然反应就大家去祷告，对不对
？Of course, it's natural. We all go and pray.
但是祷告来祷告去了，信心还是起不来。
But still, the faith is not there.
我们要赞美。
We need to.
我记得我第一次遇见啊买会所的事情。
First time I encountered this buying of the
place. 我自己还是研究生呢，在西雅图。
When I was in Seattle,
我们聚会呢，不过二三十个人。
We have only 20-30 people.
真正工作大概就一家人，其他就是学生啊跟老人家。
Only one family serving, the rest are students or elderly.
但大家感觉我们租外面地方啊，被赶来赶去，很好像真是在漂泊。
And we were renting, but then we were always being tossed around.
啊，所以有一天我上学看到一个会所，插一个很小的牌子，上面写 for sale.
One day I saw there was a little flag in a church building that said for sale.
我看到很高兴，就是我们西雅图的第一个会所。
And that is our first meeting place.
好，那我们告诉弟兄姊妹，大家就去看。
Whole brothers and sisters, and we all take a look.
我记得那天去看的，就是我们的几个学生、几个老人，还有那个工作的弟兄。
Well, there were some students, when elderly people, and of course the brother who was serving.
那天一到那里啊，大家喜欢的歌什么都忘记了，没忘记我们人很少。我们只说主啊，这个场地太好了，你给我们，我们赞美你。所以我们那时候只有1000块钱，教会根本没有，我是财务，根本没有，一点银行存款都没有。
We only have $1,000. I was the treasurer.
只有1000块钱。
$1,000.
结果主把那个会所给我们。
But the Lord gave us the place.
好，我们买的时候双方一起谈。
We had this.
因为卖会所当然是弟兄姊妹。
Of course, they are all brothers and sisters.
他们在一起谈，我们在一起谈的。那个 realtor 也是弟兄。
And the realtor was also brother.
我们都有一个感觉，我们一起祷告。
And so we pray together.
好，在祷告的时候。对方的他们几位弟兄呢，他们说主啊，我们在这里不是一个 business deal.
And they said that this is not a business deal.
这是 the matter of your kingdom, business of your kingdom.
This is the business of your kingdom.
啊，是你国度里面的事情。
It's something of your kingdom.
所以我们是在你的面前做这件事情。
And so we come before you do this thing.
我们那时候啊，告诉他们说我们真实的情形。
And we told them our circumstance.
我们告诉他说，这是我们认为 comfortable 的价钱。
We felt that this is what we feel comfortable for the price.
他们就说好，让我们考虑一下。
And they said, okay, you can think about it.
请我们到 basement 去喝 coffee， 他们在楼上，他们交通。
And they had us go to the basement and have coffee.
不到5分钟，那个 realtor 弟兄下来。
Less than 5 minutes, the realtor brother came down.
他说 ，I think the Lord has spoken.
And that's what he said. I think the Lord has spoken.
我们心里有把握，我们那个 offer 他们接受。
And we know that they have accepted our offer.
赞美叫我们离开环境，摸到宝座。
Praise help us to leave behind the circumstance and go before the throne.
所以我们要实行。
So we need to exercise.
很多人啊，像我一样，我是一个其实是一个很拘谨的人，很 reserved。
I'm a very reserved person.
我们中国人有的人就是个性就是很 reserved， 有的人敲锣打鼓啊，我们都是在很谦卑啊，哪里哪里啊，对不对
？A lot of us Chinese are very reserved and quiet.
但是主的话告诉我们，我们靠着主耶稣，把赞美为祭献给我们的神。
But through our Lord Jesus, we offer.
我们要常常学会了赞美。
We need to learn to pray.
在认为最不可能、自己心里面最痛苦的时候，我们大声的来赞美他。
When it looks impossible and painful, we should praise Him.
尼托森弟兄啊，在他服侍一段时期，有一段非常的低潮。
Brother Nee at one point was feeling very low.
他所以去访问一些其他的基督徒。
So he went and asked other brothers and sisters.
有一位西国的弟兄啊，就跟他交通。
There was a brother, Western brother,
shared with him. 他自己传记里面，有一天他就跑到一个空旷的学校的操场啊，没有人，他大声的赞美。
And one day he went to in the school. There's a big place.
我不管我的遭遇，我不管我的心情，我要赞美你。
He prayed, said, "I don't care what I feel. I don't care what my circumstance."
他 lay aside, 把这些放在一边，因为你是我的主。
He lay aside all this and said, "You are my Lord."
主使他起来。
And the Lord raised him up.
所以他讲了，我们祷告的时候，我们在还在环境里。
When we pray, we're still in the circumstance.
我们赞美的时候，我们就超越了环境。
But when we praise, we rise above.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要学会赞美。
We need to learn to praise our Lord.
大卫呢，在诗篇119篇，他说啊，我因着你公义的律法，我就一天7次赞美你。
And David said that because of your law, I praise you 7 times.
我们知道有些人呢，他真是在主面前定一个心愿。我要7次饶恕人。我们的彼得就这样，一天饶恕7次，他觉得他蛮属灵的。
For example, Peter said, "If I forgive 7 times, you know, I'm very spiritual."
我们知道这个，像穆迪弟兄啊，他在芝加哥，他那时候立了一个心愿，每天向好像是4个还是10个人呢、啊、传福音。
And Moody said, "Every day I'm gonna preach to either 4 or 10."
啊，我记得不清楚，好像是4个。
Probably 4.
啊，那么他有的时候晚上都要睡觉了，忽然想到我今天只跟2个人传过福音啊，马上起来穿上衣服到街上去。
Sometimes you know it's almost going to bed and then he remembered I only preached to 2.
碰到了。
He will go out and do it.
碰到人就问你信主了没有？你要信耶稣。
And he meets somebody, he said, "Have you
known Jesus?" 那是心愿。
No Jesus.
啊，所以主使用他。如果我们在主面前没有这个心愿。
Because of this heart, the Lord used it.
啊，就是主给主已经预备好了，我们也得不着。
And even if the Lord has prepared already, we cannot get it.
所以大卫他说我一天7次赞美。
And David said, "I pray 7 times."
有的弟兄姊妹实行啊，到了晚上睡觉了，我只赞美了3次，起来，爬起来跟家人再跪下来，好好的赞美主。
Some brothers, I remember before going to bed, I only prayed 3 times.I should get up and do the rest.
弟兄姊妹，但愿神的家中充满了赞美。
May the house of the Lord and family of the Lord be filled with praise.
我在说，我们的赞美里面是因为有主的自己。
And the reason why we praise is because we have the Lord.
所以整本诗篇呢，在以色列人来看，犹太人来看，全部都是赞美。
The whole psalm is all praise in there.
到了诗篇结束的时候，每一篇诗开头就是哈利路亚。
At the end, all the books in the Psalms start with Hallelujah.
结束也是哈利路亚。
And ends with Hallelujah.
好，我们读到启示录啊，快要进入新天新地之前，在19章。
In Revelation 19, the same thing.
神得着了那一般得胜者，他们来到了羔羊的婚宴。
Before the new heaven and new earth, and before the wedding of the Lamb.
好，我们看见，在那一般群众蒙救赎的儿女们中间，爆发出一个哈利路亚的合唱。
And among the saints, brings out the Hallelujah.
啊，这个启示录19章，我读一下。
In Revelation 19.
第一节，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说：“哈利路亚，救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。”第一节。
After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
好，我们看第三节，又说哈利路亚。
And again they shouted, "Hallelujah."
第四节我们看见天上的响应呢，24位长老四活物，他们也说 "Hallelujah."
Fourth verse, the 24 elders and living creatures fell down and worshipped God. They cried, "Amen, Hallelujah."
第六节他说，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说 "Hallelujah."
In verse 6, then I heard what sounded like a great multitude.Like a roar of rushing water and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah!"
我们看见，在物质的宇宙被造的时候是一个赞美。
When this material world was created, there was praise.
当这个旧造要结束的时候。
when the old creation is
concluding, and the new creation, the reality is
going to come. There's also praise.
弟兄姊妹们，所以今天若是我们不学会赞美，将来就没有我们的声音。
If we do not know, learn now how to praise, in the future, there's no more.
有的人赞美像吹号。
Some people praise like a trumpet.
因为他有这种的经历，有这种的个性。
Because they have this personality, they have this experience.
但也有的人赞美就像这个，像这个琴和瑟。
Some other they praise with
like the string instrument.我们每个人呢，我们的遭遇经历不一样，我们每个人反映一个乐器。
And every one of us is different. We're like instruments.
但是有你的声音，也有我的声音。
But there's your voice and there's my voice.
因为你我都是神手中的杰作。
Because you and I are all workmanship of God.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
Let's pray. 主啊，我们满心的感谢赞美。嗯。你实在是美善的神，你实在是慈爱的主，你的慈爱永远长存。主啊，你不仅在加略山上为我们舍命成全了救赎，你更把你自己赐给我们做生命，并且今天你借着圣灵在每一个属你的儿女们身上做荣耀的工作，好叫我们的人生成为一个赞美的诗，我们的人生成为一个喜乐的歌，叫神的荣耀得着发表。亲爱的主啊，愿你感动我们，愿你教导我们在生活中常常的赞美你。主啊，叫你在我们的身上得着地位，在教会中以你儿女们的赞美你设立你的宝座，彰显你的全能。我们谢谢你这几天，主啊，你把你的同在赐给我，谢谢你在你同在中，我们在你的爱中与弟兄姊妹有美好的交通。主啊，愿你祝福你的话语，祝福在这里所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祝福你托给弟兄姊妹他们所背负的见证。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。